Welcome to the weekly archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago.
Now let's hear paper number one. This paper was selected because it is authored by William T. Freeman, Professor of Computer Science, MIT, Rahul Suktankar, Google Research, and Carnegie Mellon, and Christian Smincisescu, Professor, Lund University.
Paper title:
Space, Synthetic Parametric Humans Animated in Complex Environments.
Authored by
Edward Gabriel Bazavan, Andre Zanfer, Mihai Zanfer, William T. Freeman, Rahul Suktankar, and Christian Smincisescu.
Paper abstract:
Advances in the state-of-the-art for 3D human sensing are currently limited by the lack of visual datasets with 3D ground truth, including multiple people, in motion, operating in real-world environments, with complex illumination or occlusion, and potentially observed by a moving camera. Sophisticated scene understanding would require estimating human pose and shape as well as gestures, towards representations that ultimately combine useful metric and behavioral signals with free viewpoint photorealistic visualization capabilities. To sustain progress, we build a large-scale photorealistic dataset, human space, of animated humans placed in complex synthetic indoor and outdoor environments. We combine 100 diverse individuals of varying ages, gender, proportions, and ethnicity, with hundreds of motions and scenes, as well as parametric variations in body shape, for a total of 1,600 different humans, in order to generate an initial dataset of over 1 million frames. Human animations are obtained by fitting an expressive human body model, GUM, to single scans of people, followed by novel retargeting and positioning procedures that support the realistic animation of dressed humans, statistical variation of body proportions, and jointly consistent scene placement of multiple moving people. Assets are generated automatically, at scale, and are compatible with existing real-time rendering and game engines. The dataset with evaluation server will be made available for research. Our large-scale analysis of the impact of synthetic data, in connection with real data and weak supervision, underlines the considerable potential for continuing quality improvements and limiting the sim-to-real gap, in this practical setting, in connection with increased model capacity.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number two. This paper was selected because it is authored by Kevin W. Boyer, Shu Mulprian Family Professor of Computer Science and Engineering, University of.
Paper title:
Gender Differences in Face Recognition Accuracy Explained by Hairstyles, Makeup, and Facial Morphology.
Authored by
Vitor Albiero, Kai Zhang, Michael C. King, and Kevin W. Boyer.
Paper abstract:
Media reports have accused face recognition of being biased, sexist, and racist. There is consensus in the research literature that face recognition accuracy is lower for females, who often have both a higher false match rate and a higher false non-match rate. However, there is little published research aimed at identifying the cause of lower accuracy for females. For instance, the 2019 face recognition vendor test that documents lower female accuracy across a broad range of algorithms and datasets also lists analyze cause and effect under the heading What We Did Not Do. We present the first experimental analysis to identify major causes of lower face recognition accuracy for females on datasets where previous research has observed this result. Controlling for equal amount of visible face in the test images mitigates the apparent higher false non-match rate for females. Additional analysis shows that makeup balance datasets further improves females to achieve lower false non-match rates. Finally, a clustering experiment suggests that images of two different females are inherently more similar than of two different males, potentially accounting for a difference in false match rates.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Kai Chen, Google Incorporated.
Paper title:
Tag Person, a Target-Aware Generation Pipeline for Person Re-Identification.
Authored by
Kai Chen, Weihua Chen, Tao He, Rong Du, Fan Wang, Shuyu Sun, Yuchen Guo, and Gigwang Ding.
Paper abstract:
Nowadays, real data in-person re-identification, re-ID, task is facing privacy issues, for example, the banned dataset Duke MTMC re-ID. Thus it becomes much harder to collect real data for re-ID task. Meanwhile, the labor cost of labeling re-ID data is still very high and further hinders the development of the re-ID research. Therefore, many methods turn to generate synthetic images for re-ID algorithms as alternatives instead of real images. However, there is an inevitable domain gap between synthetic and real images. In previous methods, the generation process is based on virtual scenes, and their synthetic training data cannot be changed according to different target real scenes automatically. To handle this problem, we propose a novel target-aware generation pipeline to produce synthetic person images, called TagPerson. Specifically, it involves a parameterized rendering method, where the parameters are controllable and can be adjusted according to target scenes. In TagPerson, we extract information from target scenes and use them to control our parameterized rendering process to generate target-aware synthetic images, which would hold a smaller gap to the real images in the target domain. In our experiments, our target-aware synthetic images can achieve a much higher performance than the generalized synthetic images on MSMT-17, i.e. 47.5% versus 40.9% for rank 1 accuracy. We will release this toolkit /footnote/noindentcode is available at /href github.com/tagperson/tagpersonblender github.com/tagperson/tagpersonblender for the re-ID community to generate synthetic images at any desired taste.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Weiming Hu, NLPR.
Paper title:
Recursive Least Squares Estimator Aided Online Learning for Visual Tracking.
Authored by
Jin Gao, Yan Lu, Xiaowan Qi, Yutong Ko, Bing Li, Liang Li, Shan Yu, and Weiming Hu.
Paper abstract:
Tracking visual objects from a single initial exemplar in the testing phase has been broadly cast as a one-slash-few-shot problem, i.e., one-shot learning for initial adaptation and few-shot learning for online adaptation. The recent few-shot online adaptation methods incorporate the prior knowledge from large amounts of annotated training data via complex meta-learning optimization in the offline phase. This helps the online deep trackers to achieve fast adaptation and reduce overfitting risk in tracking. In this paper, we propose a simple yet effective recursive least squares estimator-aided online learning approach for few-shot online adaptation without requiring offline training. It allows an inbuilt memory retention mechanism for the model to remember the knowledge about the object seen before, and thus the seen data can be safely removed from training. This also bears certain similarities to the emerging continual learning field in preventing catastrophic forgetting. This mechanism enables us to unveil the power of modern online deep trackers without incurring too much extra computational cost. We evaluate our approach based on two networks in the online learning families for tracking, i.e., multilayer perceptrons in RTMDNet and convolutional neural networks in DMP. The consistent improvements on several challenging tracking benchmarks demonstrate its effectiveness and efficiency.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Shen Sheng Hua, Alibaba Damo Academy.
Paper title:
Cross-Domain Empirical Risk Minimization for Unbiased Long-Tailed Classification.
Authored by
Bayer Zhu, Yu Lin Yu, Shen Sheng Hua, and Hanwang Zhang.
Paper abstract.
We address the overlooked unbiasedness in existing long-tailed classification methods. We find that their overall improvement is mostly attributed to the biased preference of tail over head, as the test distribution is assumed to be balanced. However, when the test is as imbalanced as the long-tailed training data, let the test respect Zipf's law of nature, the tail bias is no longer beneficial overall because it hurts the head majorities. In this paper, we propose cross-domain empirical risk minimization, ZERM, for training an unbiased model to achieve strong performances on both test distributions, which empirically demonstrates that ZERM fundamentally improves the classification by learning better feature representation rather than the head versus tail game. Based on causality, we further theoretically explain why ZERM achieves unbiasedness. The bias caused by the domain selection is removed by adjusting the empirical risks on the imbalanced domain and the balanced but unseen domain. Codes are available at github.com/Bayer Zhu/ZERM.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by David Duerman, Professor, University at Buffalo, and Godong Guo, Professor of Computer Science and Electrical Engineering, West Virginia University.
Paper title:
Associative Adversarial Learning Based on Selective Attack.
Authored by
Runqi Wang, Xiaoyue Duan, Baochong Zhang, Song Shui, Wentao Zhu, David Duerman, and Godong Guo.
Paper abstract:
A human's attention can intuitively adapt to corrupted areas of an image by recalling a similar uncorrupted image they have previously seen. This observation motivates us to improve the attention of adversarial images by considering their clean counterparts. To accomplish this, we introduce associative adversarial learning, AAL, into adversarial learning to guide a selective attack. We formulate the intrinsic relationship between attention and attack, perturbation, as a coupling optimization problem to improve their interaction. This leads to an attention backtracking algorithm that can effectively enhance the attention's adversarial robustness. Our method is generic and can be used to address a variety of tasks by simply choosing different kernels for the associative attention that select other regions for a specific attack. Experimental results show that the selective attack improves the model's performance. We show that our method improves the recognition accuracy of adversarial training on ImageNet by 8.32% compared with the baseline. It also increases object detection map on Pascal Voc by 2.02% and recognition accuracy of few-shot learning on MiniImageNet by 1.63%.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Rainer Lienhardt, Professor of Computer Science, University of Augsburg.
Paper title:
Extended Self-Critical Pipeline for Transforming Videos to Text, Trendsfit VTT Task 2021, Team, CUNY Augsburg.
Authored by
Philip Hartzik, Moritz Einfalt, Katja Ludwig, and Rainer Lienhardt.
Paper abstract:
The Multimedia and Computer Vision Lab of the University of Augsburg participated in the VTT task only. We use the VATEX and Trendsfit VTT datasets for training our VTT models. We base our model on the transformer approach for both of our submitted runs. For our second model, we adapt the X-linear attention networks for image captioning, which does not yield the desired bump in scores. For both models, we train on the complete VATEX dataset and 90% of the Trendsfit VTT dataset for pre-training while using the remaining 10% for validation. We fine-tune both models with self-critical sequence training, which boosts the validation performance significantly. Overall, we find that training a video-to-text system on traditional image captioning pipelines delivers very poor performance. When switching to a transformer-based architecture, our results greatly improve and the generated captions match better with the corresponding video.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Rainer Lienhart, Professor of Computer Science, University of Augsburg.
Paper title:
Synchronized Audiovisual Frames with Fractional Positional Encoding for Transformers in Video-to-Text Translation.
Authored by
Philip Hartzik, Moritz Einfalt, and Rainer Lienhart.
Paper abstract:
Video-to-Text, VTT, is the task of automatically generating descriptions for short audiovisual video clips, which can support visually impaired people to understand scenes of a YouTube video, for instance. Transformer architectures have shown great performance in both machine translation and image captioning, lacking a straightforward and reproducible application for VTT. However, there is no comprehensive study on different strategies and advice for video description generation, including exploiting the accompanying audio with fully self-attentive networks. Thus, we explore promising approaches from image captioning and video processing and apply them to VTT by developing a straightforward transformer architecture. Additionally, we present a novel way of synchronizing audio and video features in transformers, which we call fractional positional encoding, FPE. We run multiple experiments on the VATX dataset to determine a configuration applicable to unseen datasets that helps describe short video clips in natural language and improve the CIDR and Blue 4 scores by 37.13 and 12.83 points compared to a vanilla transformer network, and achieve state-of-the-art results on the MSR VTT and MSVD datasets. Also, FPE helps increase the CIDR score by a relative factor of 8.6%.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Wang Meng Zuo, School of Computer Science and Technology, Harbin Institute of Technology.
Paper title:
Invertible Network for Unpaired Low-Light Image Enhancement.
Authored by
Jiaz Zhang, Holen Wang, Xiaohei Wu, and Wang Meng Zuo.
Paper abstract:
Existing unpaired low-light image enhancement approaches prefer to employ the two-agon framework, in which two CNN generators are deployed for enhancement and degradation separately. However, such data-driven models ignore the inherent characteristics of transformation between the low and normal light images, leading to unstable training and artifacts. Here, we propose to leverage the invertible network to enhance low-light image in forward process and degrade the normal light one inversely with unpaired learning. The generated and real images are then fed into discriminators for adversarial learning. In addition to the adversarial loss, we design various loss functions to ensure the stability of training and preserve more image details. Particularly, a reversibility loss is introduced to alleviate the overexposure problem. Moreover, we present a progressive self-guided enhancement process for low-light images and achieve favorable performance against the SOTAs.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 10. This paper was selected because it is authored by Ling Xiao, CEO and Chief Scientist, Inception Institute of Artificial Intelligence, IIAI, Abu Dhabi, UAE.
Paper title:
Guided MixNet, Semi-Supervised Semantic Segmentation by Using Labeled Images as Reference.
Authored by
Peng Tu, Yan Huang, Feng Zheng, Zhen Yuhi, Liu Jinkao, and Ling Xiao.
Paper abstract:
Semi-supervised learning is a challenging problem which aims to construct a model by learning from limited labeled examples. Numerous methods for this task focus on utilizing the predictions of unlabeled instances consistency alone to regularize networks. However, treating labeled and unlabeled data separately often leads to the discarding of mass prior knowledge learned from the labeled examples. Percent, and failure to mine the feature interaction between the labeled and unlabeled image pairs. In this paper, we propose a novel method for semi-supervised semantic segmentation named Guided MixNet, by leveraging labeled information to guide the learning of unlabeled instances. Specifically, Guided MixNet employs three operations: 1. Interpolation of similar labeled-unlabeled image pairs, 2. Transfer of mutual information, 3. Generalization of pseudomasks. It enables segmentation models can learning the higher quality pseudomasks of unlabeled data by transfer the knowledge from labeled samples to unlabeled data. Along with supervised learning for labeled data, the prediction of unlabeled data is jointly learned with the generated pseudomasks from the mixed data. Extensive experiments on Pascal Voque 2012 and Cityscapes demonstrate the effectiveness of our guided MixNet, which achieves competitive segmentation accuracy and significantly improves the MIOU by +7% compared to previous approaches.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think?